The NY City Council may have just blocked Bally's Casino proposal. The proposed Bally's Casino development in the Bronx has encountered a major setback following a decisive vote by the New York City Council. On Monday, the council rejected the zoning changes required for the $4 billion project to move forward. The council voted 29-9 in favor of disapproving the zoning changes, with 4 members abstaining. Council Speaker Adrian Adams joined the majority in support of the disapproval, while Majority Leader Amanda Farias was among the minority who opposed the motion. The vote followed the long-standing tradition of member deference, where local council members are given significant influence over land use matters in their districts. In this case, Council Member Christy Marmorado, whose district includes the proposed casino site, opposed the project, citing overwhelming community resistance. Bally's required approval for several land use changes to advance its casino bid, including the removal of the golf course's parkland designation and a new zoning classification to permit mixed-use development. These changes were critical to Bally's efforts to compete for one of 3 downstate casino licenses being issued by New York State. Without the council's support, the proposal cannot proceed to the next phase of state-level consideration. Bally's chair Soo Kim responded to the vote by expressing disappointment and frustration. He stated that the company had complied with all of the councilwoman's evolving requests and accused her of shifting expectations throughout the process. The rejection, he said, was a deeply disappointing outcome given the company's efforts to address local concerns. City Hall also criticized the council's decision. A spokesperson described the vote as a missed opportunity for the Bronx to gain access to new jobs and private investment. The spokesperson indicated that the administration was reviewing potential options in response but did not confirm whether Mayor Eric Adams would consider vetoing the measure. Council members at odds. Before the full council vote, the Subcommittee on Zoning and Franchises had already recommended disapproval. In contrast, the Land Use Committee initially voted against disapproval after a brief recess, highlighting a lack of consensus even within key committees. Council member Rafael Salamanca, chair of the Land Use Committee, voiced support for allowing Bally's to proceed in the licensing competition. He emphasized that supporting the zoning changes was not intended as a slight against Marmorado but as a way to give the Bronx a fair chance at economic growth. Marmorado maintained that her position was based on extensive discussions with constituents and stakeholders. She explained that the community clearly did not support the casino and that her role was to represent their wishes rather than those of outside developers. She urged her colleagues to honor the principle of member deference and reject the project accordingly. During the subcommittee meeting, council member Lynn Schulman supported the disapproval, arguing that Ferry Point Park was not intended as a large-scale commercial destination. She criticized Bally's proposed traffic improvements as inadequate for managing the significant increase in visitors a casino would bring to the area. The council has previously approved similar zoning changes for other casino license applicants, including a 2023 amendment that enabled gaming facilities to be developed in commercial and manufacturing zones. This amendment was designed to ensure all applicants had a fair opportunity, as many proposals required further city and state approvals. With Bally's bid now significantly impaired, 7 other contenders remain in the race for a downstate casino license.